and to find a store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I believe strongly that we are only at the beginning of what is unfolding in Egypt. I'm not going to go into hypotheticals and speculation other than to say that President Mubarak and his government have been an important partner to the United States. I mean, let's not, just focus on today. This is a government that made and kept a peace with Israel that was incredibly important in avoiding violence, turmoil, death in the region. But so much more has to be done.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. That was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton underscoring some of the reasons we have supported Egypt's President Mubarak. That's where we begin today's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, moving us to Rhode Island, where talk host Helen Glover worked with an analyst about the protests in Egypt and tried to figure out who's behind them.
I've been, fascinated. I've been glued to the TV all week about this, and boy, it started boiling over all weekend long, and I don't know. I'm looking at this. First of all, it started with Tunisia a few weeks ago. Now, this is an area that my son travels to a lot. He's been telling me about how beautiful and stable that area of the world is and that country is. And we see Tunisia fall. Now we see Yemen. We see demonstrations in Jordan. We see what's going on in Lebanon. And it's getting out of control in Egypt. But I guess my question to you is, who's behind the protests?
Absolutely. That's the question of the day. And as a matter of fact, I heard your introduction. I, too, love Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
The movie, long time ago. And actually, there is an answer there. Not really in the movie, but in the script. When the Tsar collapsed, you had a struggle between two forces. The communists did not come immediately, the Bolsheviks. There were the Mensheviks, the more moderate, and then the Bolsheviks. What's happening across the board in the region is that you have, on the one hand, the Islamists, the jihadists in this case in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood, doing everything they can, taking advantage of the fact that there's pressure on Mubarak, their goal to seize it. And their goal also to establish a worse dictatorship, the Taliban-like. But there is the civil society. We saw it. It's there. And they're longing for freedom and democracy, disorganized, not well-connected. We don't know much about them because we didn't do our homework, unfortunately, in the last 2 or even 3 years in identifying them. So what we've seen in the Middle East, if you recall, first, Beirut, the Cedars Revolution, that was really pro-democracy. It was crushed by Hezbollah.
Right.
Then you had the Green Revolution in Iran, was crushed by the Ayatollah. Now, this year we had Tunisia revolt, which may become a revolution. The jury is still out. It gave a model, a copycat to Egypt, and in Egypt, to answer your question, who's behind it? Well, guess what? The beginning of it, there were bloggers. Young kids, bloggers, hundreds of them who put up a Facebook site, 85,000 people signed up for it. People took to the streets, and then internet was cut off,
and then the Muslim
Brotherhood moved in.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now goes to North Carolina. CBS Foreign Affairs analyst Pamela Falk talked to Brian Freeman on his radio program about the protests and why we need to be concerned.
At this point in time, there's so much chaos. It's so unclear what direction it's going. The only thing the U.S. government can do in the Obama administration is get everybody out. The specter of a 1979 takeover of an embassy is just too large to avoid getting everyone out and just making sure. Now, it is a voluntary exit, but they are making sure that there are enough charter planes to get everyone out.
Pamela, what does this do to destabilization of the region?
Oh, if it's not what Secretary of State Clinton called for, which started to indicate that they were slightly moving away from the President Mubarak, if it's not an orderly transition, which are the words she used, then it can be a very destabilizing force. Egypt went to war with Israel, of course, 4 times, but then was the first country to recognize Israel after the peace in 79, and that's Anwar Sadat. And it has been the only negotiator with the Palestinian groups, with other Arab states, and it is the one nation at peace with Israel on Israel's border. It also governs, it rules over the Suez Canal, which is the entry point for so much oil coming into Europe. And so it could totally destabilize the region if things go poorly.
Coming up on our countdown, we'll hear more on the chaos in Egypt and how we may start seeing an effect here at the gas pump. when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Attention! Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We've been talking about one of the hot items on Talk Radio this week, the protesting going on in Egypt. In Massachusetts, Talk host Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg talked to financial analyst Barry Armstrong about the situation in Egypt and how, again, it may affect us at the pump.
What about oil prices, Barry? It's, you know, we've already been talking about $3.50 a gallon for heating oil, well over $3 a gallon, maybe $4 a gallon for gasoline. That has implication for everyone who listens to your show, my show, our show, I should say. Is this inevitably going to add to the run-up we've seen?
Oh, I think it will. I think the big risk that we have here, Tom, is that if that Suez Canal shuts down, that means they have to take the tankers around the southern coast of Africa. That adds 6,000 miles to the transportation of that crude oil. So if that were to occur, you're probably looking at gasoline at $5, maybe $6 a gallon, and oil at $150 a barrel. The shipping costs go up exponentially when you add that much transportation.
But one of the things we've learned about oil markets is that they're so taut that it doesn't even have to do with the real costs, that the perception that there might be some kind of disruption usually leads to the price being driven up all by itself.
That's right, and that's where you could I would be watching the oil markets this week more closely than the stock market. Now, the stock market, of course, will follow. If you, in fact, see oil run up to $130, $140 a barrel like it was several years ago, if that were to occur, that's going to be devastating to stocks because that takes money out of the American economy. That's like a massive tax increase on the American population. So that could have just a devastating effect on the U.S. recovery, which we seem to be finally gaining some traction in terms of recovery here.
Barry, it was as if I was channeling you yesterday afternoon. I went out to play to fill up Donna's car, and it came to like $53 or $54. And I looked and I said, wow. You know, I checked it, $3.12 a gallon. I know she was low, but that
may be time for her to trade in the Hummer.
Mentally, that's a big adjustment for a lot of people. If it, you know, instead of 32 to fill it up, it's now, you know, closer to 50 or even north of 50. You just start changing every other decision.
Well, you do, Tom, and imagine, you know, you go to that price, the pump, and it's all of a sudden $4.50, $5.50 a gallon, $6 a gallon, which is what they're paying in Europe. You go to Canada, they're paying $5 a gallon. You have to equate it to a tax increase. And the result is, if you have to go to the gas station and you have to pay $80 to fill up your gas tank,
can you imagine?
Well, that takes money out of what you're going to be able to spend in other places.
Oh, God, that would devastate the psychological impact. Forget about the real impact of paying $80 to fill up your gas tank would be astounding on the trickle down to the rest of the economy, not to mention all those truckers who've got to fill their tanks.
Now in the countdown, Pennsylvania host Chris Stigall talked to a foreign correspondent about those in Egypt who started the protests and how they may not be the same ones who are actually leading the protesting now.
Can you help me, for those of us that have tried to follow this, but obviously, you know, we've got things going on and we're trying our best to understand the geopolitical nature of what's happening here. I read columns from kids here. They say that a lot of the protesters are college educated, fairly young and unemployed. And so people of that age group, the 20-somethings, 30-somethings here in the United States that have been interviewed, many of them I read say there's a false premise being set up, that this is somehow about throwing out Mubarak so they can put in some sort of radical Islamist. What are these protesters motivated by? What do they want to see?
Well, I think it's difficult to categorize them in one particular demand group. That's the problem. The young protesters are mostly angry about economic conditions, frustrated about education and things like that. But they may be the vanguard of the revolution, if that's what you want to call it. But they may not be the ones who pick up the movement later. We might end up seeing an Iran-style government here after the dust settles, which is the danger. And I've had Egyptians this morning tell me up and down and swear that's not the case, and they don't think it would happen. But, I've been in Lebanon. I was in Lebanon for 20 years. I've seen this kind of situation before, and I don't like the way it's looking.
So your gut tells you then this is driven more by a fundamentalism or a desire to see a fundamentalist kind of government if these protesters were to have their way. Is that what you're saying your gut says?
That's not what started it, but that's where this very well may go and where it seems to be leading to me, yes.
So it's an interesting thing because the United States has to say to the people in the streets, listen, we're with you, we sympathize, but quietly they're thinking, oh my gosh, if these protesters get their way, we could be dealing with another Iran potentially on our hands.
Yes, I think that's very much the case. I think that's very much the worry. I personally would be worried if I were they, and they're really caught between a rock and a hard place in terms of what they have to say publicly. As far as the Muslim fundamentalists, the Muslim Brotherhood, they've been keeping very quiet, but behind the scenes they appear to be moving. Their people are saying, yes, well, we'd love to see Mohammed al-Baradei as the head of an interim government or whatnot, but I think they have more sinister plans after that. And now I've heard Egypt tell me, oh, they only represent 10% of the population, but I think it's significantly more than that, and there are a lot of people who sympathize with them. So one of their main demands, the Muslim Brotherhood, will ultimately be cutting off relations with Israel. And I think Israel is not very popular on the Arab street here, and one of the reasons they don't like President Mubarak is because he's kept good relations with Israel. Now, whatever anyone thinks about that, it's not my position to judge, but the great merit of President Mubarak is he's kept this country out of war for 30 years, and that's no mean feat in this part of the world.
The protests, the chaos, the turmoil, whatever you want to call what's going on, it's definitely one of those big items on talk radio this week and talk television as well. And like anything else on the talk radio circuit, you can always find out more by visiting DougStephan.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now in the countdown, as we move along, we shift our focus to the Super Bowl. That's certainly the major talk topic on Sports Talk Radio this week. The going rate for tickets has been slowly becoming a part of mainstream conversation as well. As outrageous as some of the ticket prices are, talk host Bicky McKenna came across an article in a Green Bay newspaper that's even more outrageous. Listen to what some of our elected officials are paying for their Super Bowl tickets.
So here is a story in the Green Bay Press Gazette of government officials, elected government officials, being offered the opportunity to purchase Packers Super Bowl tickets at face value. So the Packers, which have 17.5% of the tickets available, I guess, offered a handful of elected government officials the ability to purchase the tickets at face value. And this is causing great consternation among the alleged good government watchdogs. So here's a quote from Jay Heck, the executive director of the completely bogus nonpartisan Common Cause organization, and another quote from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe, suggesting that somehow if elected government officials buy tickets at face value, they are receiving favorable treatment and they might pass along unfair favorable treatment for the Green Bay Packers. And so no government official should be buying tickets at face value, because it's not fair, and it could lead to unfair advantages for the Green Bay Packers in Wisconsin. Shut up, Jay Hack. Shut up. You guys, you never show up when the issue is government contracts going not to the highest bidder, but to the best pals of the politicians. You're not there. But when it's the mayor of Green Bay, buying Packer tickets for face value because the Packers thought it would be nice if the mayor of Green Bay got to, I don't care about the mayor of Green Bay, but if the mayor of Green Bay got to go to the game, or the governor of Wisconsin got to go to the game, that's a bridge too far. Oh, my gosh. These are the same groups these non-watchdog, faux watchdog, lapdog, lefty lapdog groups that were out cheering on Government Accountability Board Rule 1.28, which would have shut down the ability of the Tea Party to speak. They were arguing against voter ID. And suddenly, the one thing that's going to be the key to unlocking good government in Wisconsin is preventing the mayor of Green Bay from buying a Super Bowl ticket at face value?
800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Does it bother you that politicians are getting deals on Super Bowl tickets? Or are you more annoyed that groups like the one Vicki McKenna was reading about are trying to make it a big deal? 800-510-8255. Here's another one. Rush Limbaugh coming under fire for his impression of the Chinese president on his radio program. Do you find, or did you find that offensive?
Never mind. We're not going to jip Fox. I wanted to jip it because, Hu Jintao, he was speaking and they weren't translating. They normally, you know, some translator every couple of words, but Hu Jintao was just going ching chong ching chong 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 ching chong ching ba 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 chong 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 ching 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 ching. Nobody was translating.
Does what Rush did prove that he is a racist, or is this whole thing just politically correct nonsense? What say you? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Bye.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown continues. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus is talk radio, talk television, and the media that supports it, reviewing what the big hits are and trying to do a little. It's a variety. Now, the spice of life is talking about different things that come before us. Now, we have been talking about what's going on in Egypt. And the Super Bowl has come before us, and Rush Limbaugh under fire. Limbaugh is under fire for comments that he made on his program. He performed what some are calling a racist impression of China's president. If you have not heard the clip yet, here's what Limbaugh did.
Never mind. We're not going to jip Fox. I wanted to jip it because, Hu Jintao, he was speaking, and they weren't translating. They normally, you know, some translator a couple of words, but Hu Jintao was just going ching chong ching chong 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 ching chong ching ba 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 chong chong ching 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 ching
ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching ching silly and foolish. I could probably top that in a minute with something else that's Chinese. Meanwhile, the discussion of Rush and whether he's a racist has trickled down to hosts on stations that carry the Limbaugh program. And so I guess I would ask if you have an opinion on this to dial us at the usual number, 800-510-8255. Does listening to that make you think Rush Limbaugh is racist, or was there stuff that Rush Limbaugh did before that made you think he was a racist, or is this all much ado about nothing? That will depend on whether, A, you're a Limbaugh fan, B, you're a racist, C, whether you think that there's too much influence and power coming from one corner of the world, or D, you're a liberal. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in here. Here is radio host Preston Scott thinking out loud about this whole thing, and is it politically correct, or has political correctness gone wild once again?
Now, Rush Limbaugh last week was making comment about the Chinese president, Hu Jintao, and that during his speech, there was no translation. There's none provided. And so Limbaugh said he was speaking and they weren't translating. They normally translate every couple of words. Hu Jintao was just going ching chong cha. Then he did a 20-second impersonation, which I've done before. I got in trouble. For whatever reason, of course, I'll do it again because, you know, and here's, first of all, let's talk about the story and then let me put some context to it all. The next day, Limbaugh said that he did a remarkable job imitating China's president for someone who doesn't know a language spoken by more than a billion people. Said back in the old days, Sid Caesar, for those of you old enough to remember, was called a comic genius for impersonating foreign languages that he couldn't speak. But today, the left says that it's racism, it's bigotry, it was insulting, and it wasn't. It was a service. Now, you got Senator Leland Yee of California, state senator, who I'll let you guess what party he's from, who's all upset, trying to get petitions, getting boycotts of, and you know, Mr. Yee needs to learn a lesson from history that those kind of things just backfire big when it comes to Limbaugh. They don't work. They just don't. He's like the Masters. He has the money to just say whatever. He's going to be just fine, and advertisers aren't stupid. There's more people listening to Limbaugh every day than anyone else, and it's the most cost-effective place to put your money. You've got, small-time politician. Now, notice, there's no one from a national perspective saying anything. These are all small, you know, city, state lawmakers of Asian descent, whether that's Chinese-American, whether that's Japanese-American. Let's just, you know, broadly say Asian descent. We got one saying, I want an apology at the very least. Making fun of any country's leader is just very disrespectful for someone who says he's a proud American. And goes on to talk about how many people were offended in New York. And then there's another talking about the offense in California. Listen to what Yee said, though. This is the original guy who fired off the shot over the bout. It's just been a disappointing experience, he said. I'm not angry about it. More disappointed that in the year 2011, we still have individuals who are racist. 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 Why is it that if you make fun of something, have a Michael. Little sport, it's racist? I'll tell you why. Because some folks on the left say it is.
All right. Left versus right. They say it is. You say it isn't. Let's call the whole thing off. 800-510-8255. Lance calls the countdown from Laguna Beach, California. All right, Lance, this is going to be something. Have you translated this into English, or am I going to get into trouble for putting you on? You have a moment here.
Russia's got to come to Orange County because he didn't do a good imitation. We have a lot of Vietnamese people here. I'd like him to come to Orange County, and Russia and I could go, I think we should have a lot of fun making fun, and the people that don't like it, they're totalitarians.
What's your ethnic background?
Well, let me tell you, I come from a Jewish background, but I believe in Jesus, so I don't know what you'd say about that. Oy vey's mia.
So what is, if somebody makes fun of either Jews or any other group that you may be associated with, how do you take that?
I take it as humor, and if people don't have a sense of humor, they don't belong in the United States of America. Let them go back to their ding-dong-dong-dong country.
So now we're going to discriminate against people if they don't have a sense of humor. What happens if their sense of humor is different than yours?
Well, as President Kennedy would say, T.S. to them.
Really? So that's the way we ought to take care of things, people we disagree with or things that are not up our alley. We just tell them it's TS.
If they don't have a sense of humor, if they can't laugh, if they take everything seriously, Well, then that's their problem.
I agree that people in this country take things way too seriously. We are way too politically correct. And the other side of it is you can understand, however, if someone complains about it. It doesn't mean we ought to do something. There's a difference between complaining about the likes of Limbaugh. There's a button on your radio. You can turn it off. There are those who would like to silence Limbaugh because they think he's too controversial or they don't like his point of view. There is that ilk. Hopefully you don't belong to that ilk. That is, you're not one of these people that wants to silence those who don't agree with your point of view, are you?
No, I like people to disagree. I think that disagreement and controversy is what it's all about. And this political correctness is like an iron curtain coming down on the country.
Thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Bob's listening to KGUN and Eugene. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I just wanted to I think Rush Limbaugh is definitely a racist, but not from that imitating hue. I think he's proven to be a racist over the years, like especially when he got tossed off of the NFL for some of his comments there. Mm. But in addition, the one piece you played where the radio commentator said the left was trying to make a big deal out of this, yet he had to go get an obscure politician in California and dig up that information so he had something to work with. It's like I see it as the right wing making a big deal out of it.
Well, the right wing makes a big deal out of stuff, as the left wing makes a big deal out of stuff. But remember, the left and the right represent just a bit over 22, 23, 24% of the population and the voters. The majority of us, you and me, I don't know if you're in the same category as I am, are tired of the discussion. It's interesting sometimes.
I am in the same category. You want to know how?
How?
I like Chinese.
All right, Michael, we'll see if we can find that and make you feel better about all of the things that are silly in your life, Bob. Thanks. 800-510-8255. Is Rush Limbaugh correct? Are these callers right? 800-510-8255. Or is this just a bit too much politically correct speak? Who's out of line, and is it important to you? In the meantime, situation in Egypt is still one of the top talk topics this week, and a lot of talk radio callers want to be heard, including you, at 800-510-TALK. So we will get to your calls about Egypt as we go back, sort of circle back around to that here on the Talk Radio Review at 16 before the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Roundup. The focus on Egypt will continue because there are a lot of people that do want to be heard on that. But one more comment about racism, et cetera, in the middle of our conversation. Tom, listening in Seattle, Washington, your thoughts on racism and the use of the word racist. I've been called a racist any number of times, and I'm the furthest thing. Or a lot of people use that word because it has sort of drama connected to it. That doesn't mean that just because you get called a racist that you are. And even if you aren't called a racist, that doesn't mean you aren't.
Right.
So go ahead.
I think that actually a person accusing somebody of racism for using a dialect, whatever you want to call it, accent when they speak, imitating somebody, they're the racist. Because they're implying that there's a racial component. They, by saying that, they're implying there's a racial issue to how people talk. And it has nothing to do with it. Like when somebody says, you know, Arnold, the governor, and they kind of imitate his voice, that has nothing to do with race.
Well,
you see my point?
I do understand your point. I think that there are a lot of people who just go way beyond the beyond with all of this stuff. And it gets to be silly. Actually, after a while, and the word has no meaning. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. 800-510-8255. Okay, I promised, because there are a lot of people that want to talk about Egypt, that we'd go back to that here. There are a lot of crowds gathering in Cairo today for a protest. A 30-year rule of President Hosni Mubarak. There are a million people right now in Cairo demanding that he leave. I'm talking about there are a million people rallying, or at least trying to. The new vice president of intelligence began talks with opposition figures to try to deal with the question of reform. These people are going to try to hang on no matter what because they've got the country controlled. They've got millions, if not billions, of dollars at stake for themselves and their cronies. The only thing that we will accept, says one of the leaders of the protest, is that he get on a plane and get out of here. About 3 or 4 hours ago, the curfew was lifted, and people were gathering. There are people who are being quoted on the Council on Foreign Relations. Succession is already underway, said one person. And then there's the whole business of who is in town. The journalists and that sort of thing that are there, apparently some of their equipment is being confiscated. So, you know, all these people that have had it great for a long time are scared. Steve on the line thinks we need to, our country, the United States, needs to let the Egyptians handle their own problem.
As far as Egypt goes, I think we have to let the situation play out. We know that that's the dawn of civilization is Egypt, and you can tell by the pyramids and everything like that that it's the most important thing. And Hosni Mubarak did us a good service. I mean, as far as at that time. You know, I mean, I was barely out of high school at that time when all this stuff was going on. And we did have the agreement, you know, that there was a peace agreement between Egypt and Israel, or those people would have been fighting till this day.
800-510-8255. Can they handle it themselves is the question.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have to encourage Mubarak to leave, but give him some dignity and give him some assurance that we will just not throw him.
There's the Barbara Wawa on The View talking about Mubarak. She's interviewed him several times, so probably feels like she knows him and the situation there. We do need to encourage him to leave. That's my opinion. What is yours as we continue to take your calls on the situation in Egypt and what our role might be? John in Visalia, California. You're live on the countdown right now, John. Hi.
This is what I tell you. But, yeah, I agree that Mubarak needs to leave, but I don't think we need to get ourselves involved in another Middle East conflict that will just weigh us down.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? What do you think will happen there? What's your
my opinion is either. Well, I don't think he's. It doesn't seem either. I'm missing something, or I haven't heard it yet. But it doesn't sound like he's strong enough as Sadat was, or any of those leaders back when.
Okay. All right. Thank you. 800-510-8255. John in Arlington, Virginia, listening to the Big Talker 1580, has some advice for President Obama.
You nudge the situation along without looking like you're going to dump your friend, but knowing that that is the reality because the people in Egypt don't want him. Now, some of these people, I'm sure, are calculating that the protests in the streets are going to wear themselves out because people have to eat and get food and things like that. And we've already had the stunt of a lot of people being left out of jail, allegedly at jailbreak, which I don't think anybody believes, for the purpose of disrupting the demonstrations and causing a lot of instability. So you've already seen actions by the Egyptian government supposedly aimed at discrediting the demonstrations, and it's just a matter of seeing whether the guys that think they can hold out over the long term have their way, or whether they accept the fact that it really is time to make a transition to a more democratic form of government in a way that allows for the type of stability we didn't have when we had the transition in Iran.
All right. Sounds like if you if you hold your breath, that might happen. You can never tell, because this situation is so volatile. You look around at all these people who have converged in Cairo today. Yeah, you look around at what's happened in the past. Some of these circumstances, very difficult to predict. There have been calls for Egyptians to unite to get rid of Mubarak, and there seems to be a lot of sentiment. As the gentleman just alluded to, I don't see a lot of support for this guy at the moment, other than with the, you know, the army and the people with guns and stuff. But protesters have got guns now, too, and the army support for Mubarak may be unraveling, momentum building for this extraordinary eruption, discontent and democracy together. It is kind of sticky for the United States. Are we worried about having a Muslim nation there? Most of the people there are Muslim. Do we have all of the speculation fuels lots of conversation, but you don't really know what's going to happen. You really can't predict what's going to happen. Here's Dennis in Chicago with a thought on this.
My main concerns with this situation is that I think it's more complex than some people are painting the picture to be. I think that, you know, people scream democracy when they want to get their guy in sometimes. And I'm not saying there aren't real issues in Egypt, but what American foreign policy is about is not just, and I am genuinely all for promoting democracy and freedom in countries where it's a realistic possibility, and it may be a realistic possibility in Egypt at some point in time, but sometimes there are other considerations for American foreign policy. For instance, the reason we've kept him in, Hosni Mubarak in there as long as we have, is because of his moderate position in regards to Israel and their willingness to have the peace treaty with them. And I mean, if anybody believes that the Muslim Brotherhood is interested in a democratic representation, they don't understand the Muslim Brotherhood.
All right, Jamal, finish it off.
I don't understand how a bankrupt U.S. takes money at gunpoint from its citizens to finance what they complain as the bad governments in other countries, particularly the Middle East, which has been around a lot longer than the U.S. Why don't they take all of their guns, all of their money, and leave the region and let the region determine what it wants? Why does the U.S. think it has the right to be the great maestro of the world when they are a bankrupt country that cannot take care of their own in the streets? I think it is time for the U.S. to move on and to protect its own shores. Those of us who have become United States citizens don't feel we should rule the world. We should have our own government that has control of its own finances, and no one should allow other countries to dictate what they do. Why do we believe we know what's best for every country from North Korea to India to Pakistan